Breaking news from the BS and Beer News Desk.
Welcome to the Beer Chaser, our instant reaction show, breaking opinions on yesterday's news. If you're hearing this, you're a grand prize winner and have been given access to our VIP membership club. If not, sign up for our OnlyFans, Patreon, Cash App, rewards dot program thing.
Yes.
Dale, brother. We just watched the Saints. We watched them win. Oh, I'm having a cigar. I'm drinking a beer. How the hell are
Victory
you doing, brother?
Cigar.
You look Victory cigar. Good, you know, I've been holding myself back from cigars. I've been saying I'm going to wait until we won a game. And then yesterday, I had a cigar anyway. And you know what? We won today. So I think I'm just going to beat myself. I'm going to poison myself with this toxic nonsense because it keeps us winning.
Yeah. And
as we start most of our shows, what are you drinking, brother?
Oh, man. I had like a Round Rock IPA earlier today.
An IPA? So look at you. Hey. Yeah. I could kiss you on the face, but that beard disgusts me.
That's what I was drinking during the game, man. How about you?
Okay. See, I was a lightweight. During the game, I was drinking Bud Light.
Okay.
I had six Bud Lights during the game, and I did a shot for each touchdown. So I had six Bud Lights and five shots of Jim Beam. And now that we're post-game, I am having a Heavy Hands Double IPA from Spindle Tap. It is real good, actually. I was very surprised by this. We bought it because it just sounded fun. Heavy Hands, you know. Right. I used to box for fun, so it was It's cool that we had any kind of boxing reference. But yeah, it's 8%, and okay. It's real good. It's actually real crisp, fruity. There's a little hazy on there. So I'm having a Dominican cigar. I'm drinking an 8% beer. Let's talk about this game we just watched.
Yo, man, we got a freaking dub. That's right. We got that dub, baby.
Now, here's my question. Do we win that game if Taysom Hill isn't Taysom Hill? Because, man, he just seemed like he just took over that game. He wouldn't let us lose. We tried to lose a couple times, and Taysom Hill wouldn't let us. You see, he just dragged our carcass across the end zone and said, no, we're going to win, whether I have to run it or throw it or block people or recover fumbles. Taysom Hill said, I'm going to win this game, and you're just going to be here for it.
Man, threw a touchdown, ran for three touchdowns, returned kicks. The man was everybody.
He did everything except catch a touchdown. Because we used to joke that the Taysom trifecta was catching, running, and throwing for a touchdown. He didn't catch one, but he ran for three of them. And he was – every time he lined up back there, we're like, okay, well, that's a first down. Like, he couldn't stop it when he was getting to the sticks. They couldn't stop it when he pushed himself into the end zone. And then the one time they all cheated up, boom, he hits Troutman. You know how hard it is to get Troutman a touchdown? It's real hard to get Troutman in the end zone.
Exactly, man. I had him in fantasy so early and let him go, man. Dang on Troutman.
Yeah. Yes. I had Taysom Hill on fantasy, and he's on my bench. And I'm not even mad about it because the Saints won, and fantasy football is stupid. that may offend you. I apologize.
Yo, this dude. Hey,
we're going to talk a little bit of smack. I'm playing my little brother Kyle in our fantasy league and a total different league. I'm playing him twice this week. So, you know, I don't care about fantasy, but if I have to beat my little brother, I'll take it.
There you go. That's when you care, when you got to actually beat your little brother, huh?
I mean, that's the only time I care. I mean, I'd like to beat you. I didn't do that last week, so if I can beat somebody, I'll beat my brother, you know?
Yo, but finally, man, we had the sort of AK game we've been expecting.
Yeah, except for another fumble.
Yeah, true. The fumble was bad.
It was the quietest 180-yard performance I've ever seen in my life.
Right.
Because I kept thinking he was having a bad game, and I looked at the stat sheet and I went, oh, shit. 180. He almost got 200 yards in the altogether, and
yeah,
I still feel like he did badly. I think that fumble will taint a lot of people's memory because a lot of people aren't going to remember it as being as good a game as it was. So he had a real good game, but we predicted that. Seattle's given up over 5 yards a carry on the ground.
Exactly.
We knew we could run the ball today. We did it with AK. We did it with Taysom.
Yep. We sure did.
We did it with everyone except for Ingram, who is useless, and now everyone wants Latavius Murray back.
I'm looking at the stats. He had 9 carries for 16 yards. Like one of these things don't belong. You know what I'm saying? Shoot.
But the whole running back story has been so interesting this week. So Tony Jones Jr. gets shown the door. Latavius Murray goes to Denver. And then we play a game, and our backup running back gets like a handful of carries and does not allow with it. But Kamara plays really well. I'm ready to decide that running backs don't matter, and it's just O-line play. So I'm just going to go with that. O-line play matters, and running backs are just there.
Oh, man. It's the blocking scheme.
I know you won't talk about it because you hate the offensive line. O-line played great today. Played really well in pass play. They played really well in run blocking. I mean, part of that is Seattle's bad against it, you know. Seattle's going to give up that kind of stuff. But they played well, and you can't take that. They played well last week. The O-line is coming together. They're improving week to week.
I just remember, like, early on, Hurts having the safe penalty. That's about, like, the only bad thing I can remember with the O-line, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can see a couple of plays in the run, particularly to the left where Hurst just got outmanned. You know, Hurst is a good player. He's doing everything he can. He's doing all we can ask of him. But he's not an elite player, so he's going to get beat sometimes, and he did a couple times, you know. So there were some plays to the left especially where, you know, Ingram or Kamara's are hitting the backfield, and there's just not a lot we can do with it. And it's not that Hurst is bad. It's that this is what he is. He's a backup. He's a backup who's holding it down very well for what we're asking of him. Yeah, we got a first-round pick. We're going to want him back in there once he's healthy and once he's up to speed.
Oh, yeah, and early on, looked like McCoy and maybe Ruiz was having trouble with Al Woods.
Al Woods had a great game. There's not a lot you can do with that. The big play that he made early was when he got Kamara in the backfield. That was a handoff issue where it was supposed to be the guard chipping to the center, and that was the center's block. But there was a miscommunication there where the guard stood him up and went to hand him off, and the center was picking up somebody else, and he just kind of came free. So it's not necessarily that he just mauled our guys. It's that it was kind of a didn't know what we were doing, which is speaking to the poor communication that we've had early in the season. But it wasn't just our guys getting beat. Our guys played very well. McCoy, outside of those kind of lapses, had a very good game. There were a lot of times you look down and you saw Kamara or somebody down 6-7 yards downfield after a run, and McCoy's right down on the ground with him because they're pushing that line of scrimmage. They're moving the ball. They're getting up to second level, and that's all you need from an interior offensive line.
Yeah, man.
I'm really happy about the offensive line. They're absolutely trending in the right direction. I said that they would need time to gel. They have. Ruiz looks real good. None of those big gaps you saw, none of them were Ruiz. He played real good today. Again.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's look at our defense. Now, I have some real problems with secondary.
So I know Lattimore got hurt, right? So, like, is it all because Lattimore got hurt? Because I feel like Adebo got beat a lot before Lattimore got hurt, you know?
Yeah, I really believe the bad thing were the safeties. I remember...
Hey, you need May out there.
Yes, we definitely need May. I saw Evans get beat deep. JT Gray got beat deep.
Yeah, officially JT Gray started, and that's not anything you want ever.
Right.
I mean, he's a special team stand. He can play safety, but you don't want him to start a game with him. You know, May being on the field is important. And I thought he was going to go this weekend. I guess he didn't. And, you know, Evans had his struggles. May should have been out there. Matthew continues to be inconsistent. Yeah, I think the biggest part, the biggest reason that Seattle was in this game was broken coverages where Adebo gets beat or a safety blows and over the top or some big play happens. Because, like, play to play, we played him very well. Geno Smith is a damn fine quarterback. I have been saying it for ages that he is a good quarterback who has never been in the right system. He is in his system now. It is made for him. And he's playing very well, and I don't think anyone should take that away from him. He was playing good before today. He played good today.
Right.
He did enough to win that game.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
Look, if Taysom Hill doesn't go crazy, Geno Smith is the hero of that game.
Right. Because we could not cover Tyler Lockett. Good Lord. Metcalf dropped one. That would have been a killer.
So Metcalf breaks even for me, right? Because he dropped a touchdown. But there was no way he should have had that 50-yard touchdown early in the game either. So I feel like that kind of, like, evens out in the long run. Like, he should have been tackled on that first one, but he should have caught the second one. So you know how it goes. In the end, all debts are even, except for the referees because they all suck. No, I agree with you, man. I mean, a thing that surprised me is that we got a couple bad calls, but we didn't get shafted as bad as I thought. I thought there were a couple chances at the end we could have been murdered by the referees, and they let us actually play football,
right?
Which blew my mind a little bit.
Yeah. I also get just, I guess, surprised is maybe the best word I come up with right now, but coaches making bad decisions just overall. Like, I saw several times where they let a running back or a tight end block Cam, and Cam blew him up. You know, this is bad decisions, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Did they think that Cam Jordan was just old and washed? Because
right.
I mean, he's apparently old. He's Cam Jordan. He's still the best guy in our D-line. I don't care that Davenport is there. Cam Jordan is our best defensive lineman, and it's not close.
Yeah, I really liked his game this day, man.
Yeah. Yeah, he played real well.
Yep.
Did you notice Malcolm Roach playing at all today?
I did. He stuffed a couple of runs.
I still feel like we got beat a lot on the run. I feel like we gave up a lot of big runs.
We did. Absolutely.
Is that Davis? Is that our defensive line? Like, I haven't gone back and watched it since watching it live, but
it
seems like something this year, and we excuse a lot of this early on, something this year is missing in our run defense that has been so good for so long.
Yeah, I see Roach had like two assisted tackles, and Onyemata had one solo, and let's see. Onyemata's had one. That's really it.
I mean, as a defensive tackle, you can have a great game and never touch anybody. I mean, it's more about chewing up blocks and freeing up your backers. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't really pull a statute on D-tackle. I get that.
But even Davis just had two assisted, two solo.
Yeah. So that this is a question I had coming into this game. Is Davis declining, or is Werner playing so well that we're not talking about Davis? And I think at this point, Werner is playing great. He looked amazing. Yeah. He's flying all over the field. He's a great player. And I think it's safe to say that Werner is a star.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like Davis has declined. Is he slowed down? Is he missing a step? Is it just the matchups that, you know, it's playing to Werner's strengths better? But he don't look good.
I think so. But you still need this leadership. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure he's a beast in the film room, too. So you definitely need that with these young guys. So,
He's definitely more valuable than this stat sheet. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, man. But I feel pretty good about this thing. I still don't like all the penalties, though. We have to stop, you know, playing against ourselves so much, man.
And as much as I want to blame the refs for penalties, a lot of those were blatant self. The illegal shift penalties. I'll never understand those. Everyone should know where they're supposed to be by the time this ball is snapped. I don't know if that's bad coaching. I mean, it has to be, right? Everyone should be where they're supposed to be. I don't remember any team I've ever played on, watched, rooted for that has had so many illegal shift penalties as this one this year.
Right. Pre-snap penalties absolutely killing our drives, man. So
although we have to get rid of those. There was a false start penalty they called on us that should have been an offsides penalty. And a first down to end the game a lot earlier than we did.
Yeah.
The referees did try to needle in there a little bit, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, we still got one and a good win. So I'm loving that, man. I'm loving the win.
Yes, absolutely. So
prove me wrong.
Taysom Hill, player of the game. I mean, is it even close?
Not even close, man.
he did everything. When he was in to block, he did it really well. When he was in to run, he did it really well. He didn't catch any – I don't think he caught any passes, but threw a touchdown pass. I mean, what are you working at? We talked about in the offseason that there was an off chance that he led the team in rushing touchdowns. He's got like a 3-touchdown lead on anyone else right now for the team. It's not that outrageous. And it's not anything they can – there's a chance that people just adapt to what you're doing and they shut it down. But with the way Taysom Hill's running the ball – if you adapt to shut it down, he can throw a touchdown pass. We saw it today.
Right.
Taysom Hill is a weapon, and everyone who complains about him being paid too much, I understand. You want to get hung up on the numbers. You know, you want to talk about the cap. All bullshit. You want good players on your team. He's a good player. The I mean, that's what it comes down to. You need good players. He's a good player, and you have him on your team. I don't care what you pay him. He won this game on his own today.
You account for four touchdowns, you know.
That long touchdown where he ran, like, 50, 60 yards, he got the snap, and I went, oh, well, we're not going to get the first down because it looked like they collapsed on that side. He shakes a guy, and he just outruns everybody. It's amazing. Right. He doesn't look like someone who can outrun everybody. Right? But he does. He is stronger than the people who can catch him, and he's faster than the people who can tackle him. It's amazing. I'm just so happy that he had the kind of game he did, because it was such a bummer for him. You know, he wanted to be a quarterback. He wanted to be the starting quarterback. Didn't get the job. He was demoted this year. He started some games last year. We didn't like it. He's the backup, you know, this year. We're going to move to tight end. And he said, oh, it's a bummer. I want to be a quarterback, but, you know, I'll do what the team needs. And now what the team needs is for him to take over a football game and win it. And he did. So I'm just happy that he's still part of the offense and part of the team, and he's still getting it done. And it's not just, you know, oh, you didn't work out as a quarterback, so it's kind of over for you. Like, he's still absolutely a valuable weapon.
Yeah. So I'm really wondering, are we going to start seeing some Taysom clones in college now? Because it's been so successful for the Saints.
I mean, there are so many running quarterbacks in college. I mean, is it a Taysom clone, or is it just you run the ball? I mean, how many college offenses can you think of right now that have a running quarterback as their main focus of their offense? I mean, hell, LSU's quarterback is a running quarterback.
All right.
Yeah. I know you know all about him.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't want to talk about LSU this week.
no, that was a very poor game.
See, to me, that's not LSU being bad. That's just Tennessee being good.
Yeah, no.
Tennessee is that was the test. Is Tennessee legit? Yeah, they are. They went into Death Valley and they did their work. That should have been a night game. To be fair, that's some bullshit. They put us at 11 a.m. That's neither here nor there. This is a Saints podcast. We're going to talk about the Saints right now.
But then looking at it, I mean, the Alabama Texas A&M game ended up being more interesting. So,
that's true. I mean, it shouldn't have. But if you play that game at night, is it closer? Does LSU come up and play at night? You know, there's some kind of magic to Saturday night in Death Valley. It's not important. We're not here. Wait, it's fine.
I doubt it.
let's not do that to ourselves. It's fine. Look, I hate Brian Kelly. I am anti-Brian Kelly, but I had said he's a good coach, and we need about 2 or 3 years before we're a good LSU team. So give it some time. I'm not gonna get. Yeah. I'm not getting upset about any LSU games this year because I think they need time. So it's not fair for me.
Exactly. That's how I am right now.
The Saints, I'm gonna get stressed about because we need to win right now. While Cam Jordan, DeMario Davis are functional, so I'm still mad about that. But we won today, so I'm here in my happy zone.
We do, man. So, all right. So, you gonna break down some O-line stuff this week?
Yeah, but, you know, we try to do it every week, but as linemen, we're very lazy, and we only get to it about every other week. So, I think this week we're doing a power ranking show and stunt pickup. Stunt pickups is kind of a nuance that's hard to describe if you haven't done it. It's a lot of communication. So we're looking at stunts and power rankings this week on the Big Ugly Podcast. I'm looking for Wednesday night.
Yeah. That
how about frenemies? Are we going to talk about how I beat Kyle in two different leagues this week?
I mean, we know we should, you know, we can. Yeah. Let's jump on.
Look, I'm just happy we're able to get on here and talk about a Saints win. You are a negative son of a bitch. You only want to get on here when we lose dramatically. So every time we lose, you say, hey, let's do a show. I'm like, no, man, you didn't want to do one when we won. And now we're going to keep winning for a while. Okay, that's what we're going to do. All right, before we hang up, how do you feel about playing the Bengals next week?
Let me look at them.
As a Bengals fan that you are, you son of a bitch.
But now, listen, I'm concerned about our secondary if we don't get May back.
If Lattimore doesn't play, I'm concerned too.
Yes, that too. So I will be very concerned about these wide receivers because
I think May comes back, but I think Lattimore's out, and that sucks.
Yeah,
but remember, Cincinnati's paid all that money to fix their O-line and protect Burrow. and all of it was wasted, and they are not protecting him. So I think if you go in with the game plan of just beat the hell out of him, you got a chance. Especially now that we know we can score points on offense as long as we just force it through Taysom Hill.
let's see how they all stop in his run, you know.
Cincinnati's, you know, Mixon's a good player. They're not running the ball particularly well.
No.
Because their O-line's not playing well. They're not protecting. Yeah. They're not running the ball well. You know what they do? They sling it with a talented quarterback to talented receivers. And if you can beat them up, they win that game. So we'll get to our predictions for that show on Tuesday. We'll get into a little bit more of this show with Dave on Tuesday. But we really wanted to get on here and talk about the Saints getting their second win, breaking the losing streak, and setting up for a nice little winning streak.
We freaking won. Who dat? Who dat?
Hi, Dad. You got anything else for the fine people this week?
Nah, man. That's a wrap, dude.
We know you have a choice in podcasts. We're amazed you picked us. Thank you for listening to us. Keep drinking. Keep rooting for the Saints. And we're going to see you on Tuesday. Who dat?
Who dat?
Remember to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at BS and Beer Media. Or if you're old and want to write a strongly written letter, email us bs and beer@icloud.com.